I am Central Coast attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Hi, I'm Mike Yam with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 3 wrapped up with a Monday night doubleheader. In the early window, Josh Allen tossed 4 first-half touchdowns, and the Bills remain undefeated after they blew past the Jags 47-10. In the second game, Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, they upset the Bengals in Cincinnati 38-33, sending the Bengals to an 0-3 record for the first time in Joe Burrow's career. In Los Angeles, Chargers rookie right tackle Joe Alt suffered an MCL sprain on Sunday and is expected to miss some time, while Pro Bowl left tackle Rashawn Slater also likely to be out against the Chiefs because of a strained pectoral muscle. Over in the NFC, Sam LaPorta is day-to-day after suffering an ankle injury in Sunday's win over the Cardinals. In Minnesota, Tom Pelissero is reporting that Sam Darnold is not expected to miss any time after an MRI revealed a knee bruise. No structural damage for the quarterback. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
From routine maintenance to complex auto repairs, the team of skilled technicians at American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero got you covered. And guess what? They've been voted the best tire sales and service shop in the North County. Want to snag incredible deals and specials? Check out their website, AmericanWestTire.com, for exclusive offers and discounts you won't want to miss. Drive with confidence. Drive with American West Tire and Auto.
Savings and selection are waiting for you right now at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing. Flannel shirts are in, starting at just $29.95. $10 off Carolina, Wolverine, and Georgia work boots. And at D&J Camping and Clothing, you'll find a full supply of Levi, Wrangler, and Carhartt apparel. And, of course, special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
San Luis Obispo County's Independent Redistricting Commission signed into law. County Superintendent speaks on recent threats to schools. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today, highs in the low 90s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. SB 977 has been signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom this past weekend, which solidifies the creation of an independent redistricting commission in San Luis Obispo County. The commission will be responsible for establishing the supervisor districts in the county every 10 years, which has historically been left up to the County Board of Supervisors. The commission will consist of 11 members of the public who are not elected officials, lobbyists, candidates, campaign donors, or their close family members. They will host several public meetings prior to drafting a new districting map, and three more after a map is drawn. The bill goes into effect January 2025. San Luis Obispo County Superintendent of Schools, James Brescia, has released a safety update for the county's schools. The statement says the county and many other schools across the country have seen a recent increase in violent threats. Brescia's release says the county superintendents recently had a meeting reviewing safety protocols and would like to restate the importance of reporting, not reposting. The release says that any threatening content that is seen online should be reported to law enforcement and avoid reposting. This can oftentimes exaggerate the threat and distract officials from addressing the issue. All San Luis Obispo County schools, local law enforcement, and local agencies are working to ensure the safety and well-being of the county's students, staff, and community. Community preparedness at this week's Coffee with the City Manager event. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11.
The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200.
KPRL News continues at 8:12. The next Coffee with the City Manager event for Paso Robles will be this Friday, September 27th. Coffee with the City Manager takes place at 7:30 a.m. at Patina, California Coast Beer Company, 1346 Railroad Street. In honor of National Preparedness Month, City Manager Ty Lewis will be joined by Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services staff. Residents will be given updates and information about disaster preparedness, the Pulse Point app that allows CPR-trained residents to respond to local cardiac emergencies, recent activities of the Community Emergency Response Team, and more. The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce has announced they'll be featuring the Women of Influence North County Marketplace at its upcoming luncheon on October 3rd. This debuting edition to the event will feature booths and products and services by local women-owned businesses in the North County prior to the main event. The marketplace will open at 10:30 a.m., about an hour to the luncheon start, giving attendees the time to shop and network. The Women of Influence North County Luncheon will take place on October 3rd at Spring Hill Suites by Marriott in Atascadero. To purchase tickets, you can go to atascaderochamber.org. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tonight. On the board's information items is an introduction to proposed changes to Board Policy 1113 relating to the district and its websites. A part of these changes would add language to board policy that allows for pictures and videos of students to be included in a broadcast or live stream at school events and activities open to the public without parent or guardian permission. Staff plans to potentially broadcast Paso Robles High School athletic events on National Federation of State High School Sports. A contract with NFHS will be brought back to the board as a later action item. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is this morning at 9. On the board's business agenda is a presentation for the county's agricultural statistics in 2023. According to the agenda, the county has once again achieved another record for its crop values in 2023, edging right past $1.1 billion for the first time. Wine grapes and strawberries continue to account for more than half of the county's overall crop value. Also on the agenda is an item set for hearing, authorizing an advertisement for a future hearing that indicates a general plan and land use amendment. Scheduled for October 8th, the hearing will consider changing the designation for one parcel in Templeton west of Highway 101 and Theater Drive from a residential rural to a residential suburban parcel. The county is approving a notice for this hearing and will not be deciding whether to approve or deny the amendment. You can attend in person or watch online. The County of San Luis Obispo's public libraries announced they'll be hosting free costume exchanges for Halloween. From October 5th to the 26th,
Kids and teens will be able to choose from gently used costumes and accessories at the libraries in Arroyo Grande, San Luis Obispo, Oceano, Napomo, Atascadero, Cambria, Shandon, and San Miguel. Any interested donors may also bring in secondhand costumes in good condition for any county libraries to help in this event. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Giants beat the Diamondbacks 6-3, the Mariners over the Astros 6-1, the Phillies beat the Cubs 6-2, and the Red Sox over the Blue Jays 4-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Padres, the Giants will go against the Diamondbacks, the Athletics will face the Rangers, the Angels will go against the White Sox, the Yankees will face the Orioles. In the NFL for Monday Night Football, the Bills beat the Jaguars 47-10, and the Commanders inched past the Bengals 38-33. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News, investigation continuing into the shooting death of a bus driver at a VTA bus yard in San Jose, where officials are calling the shooting by another driver a tragic situation.
He was a kind, hardworking driver who was well known amongst his colleagues. Father to two teenage children, and everyone at VTA extends their deepest condolences.
VTA CEO Carolyn Ganeau, a 45-year-old driver allegedly shot to death by a 33-year-old fellow driver last week in what authorities think was a dispute over a gambling debt. State officials urging people to be ready for peak wildfire season. Cal OES Fire Chief Brian Marshall says even with potential rain, heavier your fuels like brush and timber don't recover.
But what we see in the fall season is those hot, dry Santa Ana winds.
Some of the biggest, most damaging, and deadliest fires have happened during the fall months in recent years. Gas prices in the state, $4.73 a gallon, down a nickel from last week. Jeff Scott, California News.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interests in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Auto insurance program from the Hartford. Well, if you're age 50 or over, you could save hundreds when you switch. Are you ready for some exclusive discounts too? Phone's in the air now. We're gonna sign you up, baby. Go to visithartfordauto.com today for your free quote.
When you're with the Hartford, the Bucks got your back. Provided by Hartford Fire Insurance Company, not AARP or its affiliates. Individual savings vary. The Hartford pays a royalty fee to AARP, which is used for external purposes. For information and restrictions, go to thehartford.com.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. In a virtual hearing held by the California Department of Food and Agriculture last week, dairy farmers were asked to consider a proposal to modify certain aspects of the State Quota Implementation Plan, or QIP. The controversial program has divided the industry for years, with some saying it creates frictions between the haves and the have-nots, or dairy farmers who own quota and those who don't. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence at happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows right around 53, west-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour.
Extended forecast is clear and sunny skies the rest of this week into next. Low 90s on Thursday, mid-90s on Friday, mid-80s this weekend into Monday, then about 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Home prices in the 20 biggest metro areas of the U.S. set another record in July, up 5.9% for the year. Though the S&P Case-Shiller report says the increases are slowing, it is a sign prices and mortgage rates were weighing on home buyers this summer. Starbucks has a new CEO, Brian Nickel, and the stock has been rising. But now analysts at Jefferies say the upside in the shares has been overdone. They say upgrades to Starbucks technology will cut into savings in its supply chain. They also expect it will take time to fix Starbucks culture. Smartsheet, the company that makes software to manage work, is going private. Investment firms Blackstone and Vista Equity will acquire the company for $8.4 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Central banks are buying gold at record amounts, and the trend is accelerating in 2024. They see the writing on the wall. The dollar is failing. Is gold the answer for you, too? To find out, get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust, right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The day we're born is the day we begin to die. Will you die with dignity? Soon to begin, Old Farts, a fitness program for men 70 and up. To make those golden years truly golden. Life does start for many at 70. Pick up that phone, give me a call. This is not a program for everyone. It's for those who are serious about living a fulfilling life. This is Gary Whiting, the fitness doctor. If you make me part of your health and fitness problems, I will become part of your health and fitness solutions. Remember, old farts don't drool, they rule. Much more than just a high-intensity anti-aging program. It is a life-altering program. Training at the Paso Robles Sports Club. Give me a call, 805-400-4460. 805-400-4460.
Eric's Painting, your North County licensed residential and commercial paint company. You will love the expert attention to detail when working with Eric. He specializes in refinishing cabinets, stained or painted, and stained decks and porches. Great reviews on Yelp, and he guarantees quality work. Call Eric or find him on Facebook here in the North County. 805-975-6960.
I'm Renelle Baldwin, CEO and founder of Dignified Hope Care. Our company has been providing exceptional care to seniors across the Central Coast from Paso to Orchid for over 8 years. We are the only caregiving company to have all licensed care staff that are EMTs, CNAs, and medical assistants. Along with having a nursing staff that can assist in medication management or nursing shift needs. Our company has expanded care needs to include post-op care for plastic surgery patients, new mother care, and now we have a red light therapy room in our downtown Slo office on Marsh Street. This light therapy has been known to stimulate faster healing after surgery and illnesses. Quality and not quantity is how we ensure our patients are best cared for. Call us at 805-510-1234 or go to dignifiedhopecare.com.
Kelly Henson and Electric, they've been serving the county since 2002, and if you need a new panel or an upgrade, maybe install a generator or a car charger, or maybe even some help with electrical design plans and permitting, Kelly Henson is your expert electric company. No job is too small. Emergencies are welcome. Call Kelly Henson Electric, 805-536-1669.
Why did President Trump pick J.D. Vance? Who is J.D. Vance? What caused his Appalachian culture and upbringing to swing from voting Democrat to becoming a Trump-supporting strong Republican? Join the Republican Party Thursday, September 26th, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters in Atascadero for the screening of Hillbilly Elegy, the story of J.D. Vance. Pizza and refreshments available with a $20 donation. See you there Thursday night at 6 p.m. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Greetings, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms, bringing you some great news. The Second Amendment violation of your right to buy as many firearms as you want, referred to as the one gun every 30 days in California law, has been struck down by the court. You can now buy as many guns as you want, when you want, and as often as you want. How about that? So, I have a sale going on. Citadel Home Defense Shotguns, 12-gauge, short-barreled with synthetic stock, and the price, get this, $199. Now here's the deal. I only have 10 in stock, so come on down and get yours before they run out. Terry wanted me to let everyone know that she just received a new order of Roosters logo t-shirts in various sizes, both in long and short sleeves, and some of them have a chest pocket. And Terry also wanted me to let you know that she continues to get in new and different types of Black Rifle coffee, so come on down and see the selection with the holidays coming up. Come on over and see us at 98 South Main Street in beautiful and historic downtown Templeton, or catch us on the web, roostersfirearms.com.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Isaac Arden, 18, meets his 14-year-old ex-girlfriend, Jalen Walker, at a park, Moorhead, North Dakota. The two get in an argument, Arndt stabbing the little teen girl, Jalen, 13 times. He slits her neck, hugs her, and stabs her in the back. Isaac Arndt, now charged with murder. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Hi, I'm Wesley Dawes with Stove and Spa Center, and it might be hot now, but winter is just around the corner. So Stove and Spa Center is having a huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. We're overstocked, so don't miss out on big savings on quality cast wood and gas stoves by Hearthstone. How would you like being warmer this next winter and save money too? It's possible with a gas or wood stove from Hearthstone. Hearthstone's highly efficient wood and gas stoves come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Hearthstone stoves and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's big sale. All the products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Hearthstone stoves during Stove and Spa Center's 36th anniversary sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbrail and Moore Roads.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center in Atascadero. Now celebrating their huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce has announced they'll be featuring the Women of Influence North County Marketplace at its upcoming luncheon on October 3rd, which will feature booths with products and services by local women-owned businesses in the North County prior to the luncheon. Tickets for this event can be purchased at atascaderochamber.org. The Pastorable School Board's next meeting is tonight. On the board's information items is an introduction to proposed changes to Board Policy 1113, which will allow for pictures and videos of students to be live-streamed at school activities open to the public. This change is to potentially begin live-streaming high school athletic events on National Federation of State High School Sports. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today, highs in the low 90s, it's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center. Visit in-store at 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero or online at stoveandspa.com.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden addresses the United Nations General Assembly for the last time as president.
I know many look at the world today and see difficulties and react with despair, but I do not. I won't. As leaders, we don't have the luxury.
He's talking about challenges like war in the Middle East, and the Israeli Air Force has conducted another wave of airstrikes in Lebanon, including now around Beirut, with rockets and other Hezbollah projectiles coming back the other way, causing damage.
IDF Chief of Staff Herzi Halevi said the airstrikes will intensify as Israel does not want to give Hezbollah a break. Lebanon's Ministry of Health, they now report 558 people at least were killed, more than 1,800 injured in yesterday's airstrikes. Many of those people Hezbollah terrorists, but some of them women and children.
Fox's Nate Foy in Tel Aviv, Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Barry from Cambria says, quote, Bill's presentation was great. He displayed an admirable depth of technical understanding of the system he was presenting. It was a pleasant experience. Thank you, Barry, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 47 years of admirable displays of technical understanding. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, it's time to schedule your solar panel cleaning. Spring and summer are maximum solar energy production seasons. Dirty panels can decrease production by 20% or more. Make sure your panels produce the most energy and save you the most money. Visit solarponics.com to get your solar panel cleaning quote. While you're at it, ask us about battery backup and storage. Get more out of your solar energy system. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Richie Gambler reminding you to get your fun on, because there is always something happening at the Tatchy Palace. Like, every Monday, you can earn free gas. Then you can earn more free gas and popcorn every Wednesday. Then Thursdays, you can earn free pizza. Pizza! And let's not forget live music every weekend from the Coyote Entertainment Center to our casino bars. I mean, you show up here and they guaranteed got something going on. So come get your fun on at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Hi, Jean, this is Anne. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved we found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
Get ready for the hunt at the Three Speckled Hens Antiques and Vintage Market. Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th at the Paso Robles Event Center. Gather your friends and search for that one-of-a-kind vintage, antique, or repurposed treasure. Under the oak trees at Frontier Park and inside the Ponderosa Building, mark your calendars and spread the word. It's the Three Speckled Hens Antique and Vintage Show, October 4th and 5th. For tickets, threespeckledhens.com. That's threespeckledhens.com.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All right. Cooling down a little bit, at least for today. Low 90s, plenty of sunshine. Clear tonight, overnight lows, right around 50. Low 80s on Thursday, back to the low 90s on Friday, then mid-90s Friday, mid-80s Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and mid to upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7. Up and down we go. 6:53 a.m., 6:57 p.m., it's 59. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trensic Series windows and the doors. All right, coming up this afternoon, Barry, he's got a loaded show beginning at 12:30, goes till 2, protecting what matters. First off will be Susan Shelley. She is the vice president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. The importance of Prop 13 and why it's important to stop Prop 5. That's the latest effort to gut Prop 13. And also some additional commentary on the ballot propositions. And if they're passed, they will cost all of us dearly. And then Jenny Greniger, trustee for the Templeton Unified School District. Why and how cell phone regulations in our public schools are good for the kids. So enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Same day, 24/7, five-star rating, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, backstretch headed for home, 238-577-5, 238-KPRL.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Short and to the point, I guess that's the way we like it. Well, this is kind of a, somebody sent me this. It's, I think it's serious, but a little funny. Rodents and dirty politicians can cause significant property damage and can be a serious public health concern. Well, nobody wants to live around rats. Yet the top 50 rodent-infested U.S. cities are, not surprisingly, run by mostly Democrats. Yep, it was Terminix. They just released the top 50 rodent-infested U.S. cities, and with no surprise, they are talking about rats and mice. And this person that wrote this interjected the politician's rat angle. And no surprise that California has 7 cities in this lofty list of the rats. San Francisco, Los Angeles, Sacramento, Palm Springs, San Diego, Fresno, and Monterey. How about that? They have data from over many of the branches around the country, and cities infested with rats, there is a correlation, it has to be, with the party that the cities are run, because you can just use your imagination. Here are the cities: New York, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, D.C., Chicago, Boston, Atlanta, Baltimore, Sacramento, Stockton, Modesto, Denver, Hartford, New Haven, Cleveland, Detroit, Indianapolis, and Memphis. What else do we have? Seattle. And, I mean, it lists all the cities, but you get the gist of it, that the ones I read off, they were all in the top 20 and all are run by Democrats. Probably just a coincidence, don't you think? Probably just a coincidence, no doubt about it. All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL. Here's something that is welcoming back. And again, I like to look at words and not saying if this is a bad thing or a good thing. Well, maybe a good thing. Dental hygienist in your child's classroom. A local program, local students maintain a healthy smile. This is at Shandon Elementary School. They are able to see a dental hygienist in the classroom. It saves both the parents from taking time off from work and the kids from missing a day at school. Okay, I get some of that. It's a poorer school district, so it's important that the parents go to work to make money. However, here's a couple of questions just to throw out. It's a nonprofit children's dental center. And so, but again, taking time off from work and the kids from missing a day of school, I know it's extremely hard now. It just seems more than ever to get an appointment for any doctor's appointment in a timely manner and in the time that would be beneficial to you. Because there are times of the year where these kids have plenty of time off to go. And again, I'm not saying this is bad, but I just, my parents used to use an expression that you have more problems than a one-armed paper hanger. And it just seems that these issues come up for reasons why we have to do things for more and more parents. And I understand it may make sense in some cases, depending on where the kids live and their parents' situation, but there is responsibility as well. If the kid has an emergency, especially, we all understand that for any of us who have kids, you have to give up and sacrifice some things. So there you have that. Personally, I know that I did, but I don't remember the time taken off. It was usually done after school. But again, I know that there's a lack of the care for the kids, so making an appointment is hard. But so I guess in one term, this is a good thing, so the kids can have and maintain healthy teeth, because it is important, as we're finding out more. And when you go to the dentist, start asking a little bit more questions about how the dental is related to your health. It's not just good-looking teeth and all the other kind of things that go with it, but there is a pretty good correlation with what goes on with the rest of your body as well. I'm learning more and more as I go in, particularly to when I get my teeth clean and asking more questions. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. You know, actually, that is a good program, and it's a positive program as long as the kids know it's not going to happen the rest of their lives, someone coming to them, which is available, but in California it is. But I even think, I'll push it this much further, and you might not agree with it, is that I think there should be a deduction on tax returns that adults, young adults, anybody that's an adult, once a year get a deduction for the amount of a dental hygiene review off their taxes, because it's really important. And like one of the keys to it is if like a dental hygienist with those kids finds a cavity or an almost cavity or some problem, they can write it down in the report and they can then go see a dentist about it, because that's about all they can do. But yeah, it's a good program. It really is.
Well, overall, I think it's a good program. Now, the question is, when they find something with the kid and they have to go to a dentist, that ain't cheap.
No, and then that would lead to another, maybe, I'm just throwing it out there, discount or a program or something or other. I know what you're saying, and it is. And there used to be clinics, I think, in this county, even when the other hospital was open, the general hospital, that there were dentists there also. But as far, like I said, taking it a step further with adults, teenagers, and the elderly, I didn't learn till probably the last, maybe in the last 10 years or 14 years, that how much dental care affects your overall health, especially as you grow older. I mean, there's a lot of diseases and infections that can take place if you don't take care of it. And it's just an important thing that we overlook. And so I thought, as an incentive, if someone got a tax deduction for the amount of the once a year cleaning, if you want to go twice a year, or three times a year, you pay the other two, you know, one or two. But the dental hygiene is really, or, you know, your teeth are important.
Well, they are. And it's, and also in some cases, it's a confidence booster.
Absolutely.
You know, people with poor teeth, they're in a shell and less willing to be sociable because they're embarrassed by their teeth.
Yep, absolutely.
And I do know, or I shouldn't say I know this for a fact, but I thought I heard of a dental hygienist here in the North County that used to volunteer her time to go to the schools, but they cut that out. And I forget the reason, because she was on sound off. And the reason to me sounded like one of these, what woke type things. The lady, she volunteered her services for years, and then they cut it out. They cut her off. And I don't remember specifically.
I don't know why that is. That's Lisa Cloakentager, and she has her own stand-up alone office on the corner, I think, of 13th and Vine. But in California, Washington, I think in Colorado is the third state, you can. Dental hygienists can practice without the auspices of being in a dental office or with a dentist. So, in other words, she was doing that, and that was her program. I guess that was kind of her gift back to the community. And I don't know about her being cut off, but I heard her on the radio that day, and she does a great job. I mean, most dental hygienists do.
I go to her.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you know.
And that's why I'm learning a lot more about the difference between going to somebody who dedicates themselves to this than some of the ones that are in dental offices, per se. And I was amazed on the amount of information that I got on my last visit. It was just a couple of weeks ago, on some more of the do's and don'ts and some things that I was told that over all these years, I was never told when they're in there cleaning your teeth, because in some instances they just go in there and they, you know, four distal or whatever, you know, they say, and they say, hey, you got to do this. But what she did was really explain to me in detail.
Oh yeah. She's good about that. I didn't like to go to the hygienist for years, cause I'd get a rear end chewing every time. So
you know,
I'd be afraid to go.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because honest, this morning I was thinking about that, and I don't know why the doctor popped up in my mind, because I just completed all my, you know, once every few years route, you know, of getting stuff done, and including my teeth getting clean the other day. But I think we all have a little bit of guilt before we go into any doctor's visit, because we know, like you said, most of us are probably going to get our butt chewed.
Yeah, I do.
it's like you were a bad boy. you were a bad boy the last 6 months or a year, whatever it was, man. You got to straighten yourself up. And, you know, that comes down to, on a more serious note and somewhat of a levity, is that we take our bodies for granted that we can abuse it and then no ramifications.
Yeah, believe me. And now that I'm closer to death, the older you get, I go, and I don't care what they're going to chew me out or not. I just go.
Well, yeah, I go, but I also think, you know, depending on the relationship you have with your doctor and your type of personality is, they say, hey, look, you know, Kevin, I know you like to do this. Why don't you just try cutting back a little bit? Because I know if I tell you to stop, you're not.
Right.
I mean, I think, I'm just guessing, and you can only judge it on the doctors that we each go to, is that they understand what people are really going to do.
Oh, yeah, you're right. But anyway, back to the original conversation. I think that the dental program for kids is a positive one. At least the government did something right one time.
Yeah, and also maybe it starts the kids on a path of understanding that it is important to, you know, when mom and dad tell you need to floss, you need to brush your teeth, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, and that's the important part, the reason. And I did not know about all the infections and blood problems that can cause other health issues in your body. I mean, they can manifest into almost anything.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. And you know what? It's simple to take care of your teeth.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you for the visit.
All right, bye. Doctor's visit, eh? Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad that you're going to have Susan Shelley on today from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. So a little quick story. I have a grandson and granddaughter-in-law in Southern California, and she happened to ask me one day, what did I know about the propositions that were coming up? And I know that they have not been paying attention. So all I did was send her to the Howard Jarvis website, and I said, okay, here's a tax calculator. Put in the value of your house right now. Hit the button, and it'll tell you that without Proposition 13, because that's what we were talking about, it'll tell you what your taxes are going to be. So I'm on the phone with her while she does that, and there's this audible gasp. And I said, that's your first example of why you should be paying attention. I know you're busy. You have a new house. You have a new baby. You have all these things going, but this is the rest of your life. So go on to that website and start doing your research.
Well, so she had.
Hopefully they do.
So she just wasn't going to take your word for it until she saw it in front of her own face.
That's right. She, you know, they're sort of like, and Chris mentioned this morning, you know, there's a generation that's just sort of going along, you know, working their jobs, doing what they do, but they're not paying enough attention to what can happen because they're doing okay. They're paying their rents or they're making their mortgage payments and they're buying their food and they're just doing okay. But they're not paying attention to what happens if some of the protections go away and what they could be faced with. And that's a reality check that I think that a lot of people, the younger generation, us older people, we all know about that because we've experienced some of that. But the younger generation is just sort of going along saying, well, I'm okay. I don't need to pay attention to that.
Well, it's similar to the younger generation, and I'm sure many of us, we're guilty of it, of, I don't need health insurance. I'm okay. I'm 22. Yes. I'm 22 years old. What's going to happen to me?
Yes, exactly. And I certainly raised kids that way and had grandkids that way. And until and the famous thing is, you don't think it's a problem until it is. And then when it is, it's often too late. So I'm just sending all of my grandchildren and everybody I know to that website to look. They have recommendations for the propositions that will be on the ballot. And folks just really need to do the work.
Indeed they do. Well,
thank you so much.
Okay, yeah, it'll be very informational this afternoon. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I want to ask you a question. If the devil in the detail on this dental for kids is that this dental office goes into the office and they check for, give me all the kids that are on Medi-Cal, Medicare, and then send them out to me one by one, and then they bill Medi-Cal, Medicare, and then they refer them to their dental office. But the other kids in there get nothing. They're just, it's the underserved again, I think, the only ones that are going to receive this benefit. And it's strictly we, the dentist office, will just bill the state.
I don't know if that's the case or not.
It's been the case in the past. It was a, it was an underserved thing that kind of bugged me. I hate being that guy, but not for your kids.
Okay. Well, this particular one is for low-income families as a critical need.
There you go. So they'll go in the office. They'll ask, give me a list of all your kids on Medicare. What's your poorest school? We'll start there. Give me all your kids on Medi-Cal, Medicare, and then send them out one by one, and we'll bill the off, bill the state.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm a pessimist.
Not necessarily a pessimist, but if you're thinking beyond of what the, you know, I'm just going to say the cover is, because when you started talking about this, I started thinking along your lines. Well, okay, on the outside, this looks like a very good program. But if there is this, you know, I'm doing this because I'm a good person and I want to help these kids, but indeed what you're doing is you're milking the system, then I see that as not as a problem, but as deception.
Right. I heard the lady that called you on Sound Off, and I believe she was doing it for the right reason, but I think that's, the state took it away from her, and they're, I don't know, everybody thinks they're being benevolent, but not for your kids, just for what they're classifying as underserved.
Or,
I have a trouble, you know, holding anything back from them either, but I just wish it was for all the kids. Imagine your kids sitting in there and they're going like, you get free dental, go outside. Not you, you sit back down.
Well, it kind of gets back to what the email I got from yesterday is, when one of the callers at, well, him and his wife are getting on this WIX program because it's there. Everybody else is doing it, so why shouldn't I? Is that what we want?
It's tempting because I'm trying to provide for my family here.
Well, but also, you know, on the other hand, I mean, this may sound a little corny, is you're also setting an example. You know, if your kids say, well, you know, Dad, we can get this for, no, I'm setting the example because you're my responsibility, and I hope you do the same thing when you get older.
I agree. It's a tough call. Like, they say jury duty's not for my peers. It's for people dumb enough not to be able to get out of jury duty. So getting out of jury duty is a bad thing, but...
Well,
it's a joke. I don't know. It's funny. It's up to you. Got to let Bill stand naked before God and explain this. Not me. I don't.
All right. Well, perfect timing. As 2 days in a row, we're out of time. Thanks for your phone call.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. SB 977 has been signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom this past weekend, which solidifies the creation of an independent redistricting commission in San Luis Obispo County. The commission will consist of 11 members of the public and will be responsible for establishing the supervisor districts in the county every 10 years. San Luis Obispo County Superintendent of Schools James Brescia has released a safety update for the county schools. The statement says that while threats to schools are on the rise, safety officials remind the public of the importance of reporting, not reposting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today, highs in the low 90s. It's 61 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, protecting what matters, 12:30 till 2. First up, Barry will have on Susan Shelley from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. And then Jenny Griniger, trustee, Templeton Unified School District. And why and how cell phone regulations in the public schools are good for the kids. Enjoy the day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.